everybody on the planet Earth and the universe should get information about the Packers from Jason Wilde every day of the year. We do our part, 94.5 ESPN. Good afternoon, Jason.
Good afternoon, guys. How are you today?
Awesome. After listening to your show and the debate.
That makes everybody feel awesome.
Jason, have you ever gotten a gift from Homer for your birthday?
I've never gotten a gift from Homer for my birthday, no. But I have. He has done things for me and given me things. Our girls, I wish they had the time in their schedule, especially Madison, because Homer got them kind of a tennis starter kit with some of his buddies that are tennis coaches. And I think Maddie could actually be a pretty darn good tennis player if she didn't have ballet and gymnastics and volleyball and softball. And so she doesn't get to play very much, but her coaches saw some potential in her, and Homer was the one who got her and Sid their first
See, Tony, it makes sense, right? It makes sense.
Uncle Homer.
Why did I do it for them?
Because they can't take care of themselves.
Right. They could use some help.
I'm just wondering, Jason. Pebble has been getting some gifts from Homer for his birthday. I have never gotten anything.
And you're saying that Pebble needs help, but Tony doesn't?
Yes, that's his premise.
No.
I can take care of myself. That's why
I need all the help I can get.
And Pebble's like a man-child. He's an infant.
Tony made me eventually admit the truth, and so I then told him the reason. I still don't like him, but I like his girlfriend so much, and I base my opinion on men often to a degree and who they're with.
Wait, you don't like Pebble, but you like his girlfriend, or
I don't like Tony. Tony's just a pain. He's always difficult. He disagrees with everything. But when I met him,
only the dumb stuff.
So he is elevated because men are always elevated by me based on the woman they're with. And so he's now getting a birthday present this year. So I really didn't want
Tony a birthday present because
I like him more.
Girlfriend.
Yes, I like him more because I like his girlfriend so much. Like you get benefit from Paul too.
Yeah, and the girls. I got like triple benefit.
Yeah, but the kids not. I don't view kids the same way.
How do you rank my children?
I don't know them well enough.
Okay.
How do you rank them is the real question.
He won't admit that he does. I don't know that they'll ever or how they
Everybody
can ever appreciate how crazy and nice their dad is to travel all this time. They're just not.
Well, I you obviously have been a father for much longer, much longer.
Yeah, there ain't no way I would have ever done what you've done. Not, you got no chance. Zippo.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is, you like to say, I mean, you love your children, obviously.
Correct.
Very, very much.
Yep.
But this ranking thing, it's more of I personally don't view it that way. I know you like to view it that way. I view it more as, if you have two kids that are vastly different, and both our girls are great girls, right? But they do have very different personalities and interests and whatever else. And so there's this kind of assumption, and I have to fight against it. Like, you know, I was mentioning to Tausch this morning on our show that Sydney has a real keen interest in what it is I do. And I'm a little bit, I don't want to say nervous, but, you know, I kind of have, you know, bigger and better plans for her.
I've take back every
really
nice thing
stuff
I said about you. Oh,
why? She can do better than being me, is my opinion. And so,
but what if she wants to be you? That doesn't count?
Well, then
count?
I'll support her.
Yeah.
No, of course I'll
When will you
her,
change
obviously.
Your view on your, you think she could do better?
That's a good question. Yes. Probably never. All but right. If she chooses to do it anyway, I will support her wholeheartedly. Just like Dale Hoffman, who once gave me a ride to my first Packers game I covered in 1995.
I'm a huge fan of Dale Hoffman. And
the Yancey Figpen. The Yancey Figpen, good Merry Christmas Green Bay
Pittsburgh
game.
Steelers, yep.
And he drove as we drove up on Christmas Eve, and I can't think of anyone he would have rather spent Christmas Eve with than me. I'm being facetious. And he told me get out while you can. Don't go into this business. And I ignored him anyway. Or when Terry Galvin, the sports editor of the Milwaukee Sentinel, I interviewed him. I think it was the Sentinel. I interviewed him for a paper in high school. And he basically told me all the terrible things about being a newspaper reporter. Don't do it. And I ignored him, too.
Yeah.
Like, if Sydney were to ignore me, I would support her, just like Dale supported me throughout my career. So it's not that. It's just, it is interesting that so many people who do this job kind of view it as you can do something better with your life. And I love what I do, don't get me wrong, but I just, she's got some really great qualities. And I, quite frankly, there are times, as much as I love what I do, that I do think about, well, could I have gone a different direction with the same skill set and done things that are more important? Like, we distracted people during the pandemic. People get a lot of entertainment from listening to our show and reading my stories. But when at the end of the day, you know, I wasn't going to be a doctor. I wasn't going to be Dave Margolis fighting childhood cancer. But I was going to, you know, maybe there's some other things that I could have done that would have made a greater difference in the world than what I chose to do. That's all. But wow. I'll support her if she wants to be a sports writer or a sports talk radio host. Sure. I got back.
This is a great Discount Liquor Twitter poll question. Do you wish Jason Wilde had done something else? Do you wish Homer had done something else? Wow. I like that. That's very good.
That's not exactly what I said.
I did go. I will say this. I did go to my 50th high school reunion, and someone that I didn't know real well but kind of knew, who went to my grade school and high school, she asked what I was doing, and I said, well, I'm in radio or whatever. She's, wow. She says, I thought you'd be a doctor. I kind of, I took that as a disappointment in her behalf. You know, it wasn't her tone. I thought you'd be a doctor.
I think you took that correctly.
I took that correctly, yes. I thought you could do better. Anyway, all right. Let's get to the discussion you had about Aaron Rodgers. I'm bothered by anybody that doesn't understand that you should be following Aaron Rodgers, because if they lose more games, you get a better draft pick, and, you know, he plays 65%. Everybody should be following Aaron Rodgers because he still plays for the Packers in that regard. In addition, anything about any story that Aaron Rodgers talks about that tells us more about people currently in Green Bay is helpful as well. Anybody who doesn't get that, they're wrong and need to be told they're wrong. That's my job, to tell them they're wrong. But you want to join that club, Jason? You were mad at some people that thought we were talking, what, too much about Rodgers?
I don't feel like we talked too much about him. Like, there was obviously a time where it was a really important thing to talk about. And then during the days after the trade, you know, there was so much to discuss there, but like, I don't know. I saw a few different people. It's not just, you know, Joe Average Twitter user. This was more other people, like in the media, whatever, that there was this kind of suggestion that we were all fixated on Rodgers because of Matt's story yesterday. You know, I think Matt's story is relevant far beyond just relitigating the past. Like,
totally.
You know, again, yes. I mean, people can disagree with me on how I view the LaFleur Gutekunst thing. And I had somebody say, you know, well, looks like Matt's got a better off the record relationship with Goody. Well, maybe. Maybe I have a better off the record relationship with some other people in the building. And I just think that there's, you know, there's just this kind of, I don't want to say dismissiveness, but I almost feel like, Matt LaFleur is too nice and too deferential to everyone. And so the GM doesn't really particularly care much what he thinks. Clearly the quarterback didn't care much what he thought. And maybe this is an opportunity for him with a young quarterback who doesn't have that kind of gravitas. And I mean, he'd still be helping obviously Goody, because if he helps Jordan Love be the best version of himself, that makes Goody look good. But the bottom line is that, you know, this is, there is varying degrees of dysfunction probably in every organization, but I definitely think that Matt's story showed some of that, and was some of it because of the personality of the quarterback involved? I suppose so, but the idea of making the conscious decision, for example, who lie to Rodgers about LaFleur's willingness or eagerness to draft Jordan Love, I don't think being dishonest is ever the right play. And as Rodgers pointed out to Schneidman, I can tell you this, there's a lot of stuff that Matt Schneidman did not include in his story for a variety of reasons that I'll be curious if they ever see the light of day. But the bottom line is that for them to decide the best approach with Aaron Rodgers is to lie to him. And then Rodgers says, look, I had a lot of people say, boy, Matt sure looked excited about the pick when they showed him on TV. You know, I don't think that that's a good way to do business. The whole disconnect between Rodgers and Goody and Rodgers with the, you know, I communicate with people I like and all this other stuff. Like the level of dysfunction, which Rodgers surely played a significant role in, is newsworthy regardless of which team Aaron Rodgers is currently playing for, because it shows symptoms of how the operation is run. And if there are other issues, but still different versions of dysfunction, now that Rodgers is gone, that will tell you a lot about the leadership and about how people interact with each other and how well the operation is run behind the scenes among the people involved.
Yeah. And there's no better information than the information you would figure out based on their relationship with Rodgers.
Right. And look, I get it. And I don't blame anyone for this. Like, if you don't care that Aaron Rodgers went to see Wicked on Broadway with Tim Boyle and two other teammates, yeah, I get that. I personally like Wicked, so it was noteworthy to me. But, I get that. That's not important to you. And, you know, it's not like we were going to, I mean, did I have the thought, hey, what is the best Broadway musical of all time? Yes, I figured that was probably a niche audience, and it's probably not a worthwhile topic for today's show. But if you don't want to know about that or him at the Taylor Swift concert, I get that. But I still find it hard to believe that whether it's hate watching or watching to encourage him to stay healthy and not suffer an injury so he can get the 65,
yeah.
Or just pure curiosity about, hey, was it the right decision to get rid of this guy? And were the did the Packers flub this up? And are they going to be in a, like, I can't, I just, the group that wants to pretend that he no longer exists now, I can't understand that group. And maybe I'm too close to it, but that is a concept that I can't get my head around. Even if you dislike him, even if you, don't just want to pretend that his era, since it only got you one Super Bowl as a fan, is lost to history and you never want to think about him again, I guess that's fine. I just don't understand that mentality.
Yeah, I don't know that I do. I guess I go, it doesn't matter to me because we're going to handle it exactly as the way you said. And so Tony doesn't say, Homer, you're just... I'll probably still add if he does something goofy as a person.
There's a whole other layer to this too of, you know, McAfee going to ESPN. I don't keep track on what exactly that's going to entail now moving forward for him, but, is their show going to be exactly the same as it's always been?
Great question.
Because I would think that, you can do a lot of things that you,
well, they can't swear unless it's just streaming. Right? I mean, the language has to change.
Right. One of many things.
Yeah, they're talking like Disney might let ESPN just go on its own and be streaming or something. I don't know. All right, Jason. You'll always get discussion for Aaron Rodgers allowed on this show. Always. 65.